Now, get close to the mic, Square.
Yeah,
Last time we recorded, you were too far away. You
too. Oh, well, I can't help your system.
Fun Phone Production. You're going to bring a mixer, too. You're
Get another mic, yeah.
Fun Phone Production number 94. That's 9 or 4. 30 minutes or live playing, taping December 12th, playing back February 28th. And here we go.
Here we are, Stu. Dr. Ralph Schmutz, DDS. Now we can find out why your tooth hurts you so much.
Brucey, I hate this dentist. He thinks he knows everything. Couldn't we go and see the Tooth Fairy or something?
No, no. His series finished Saturday. Come on.
Yeah, well, how are you? How are you? I've been waiting for you all day.
That figures. I'm probably his only customer.
Patient, if you don't mind.
No, customer. Aren't you a credit dentist?
Yeah, who told you? Now have a seat in the chair, Stu, and we'll see why his tooth is bugging you. I'm going to put you under involuntary hypnosis. You won't feel a thing.
Oh, boy.
Now, just relax. That's it. You are going into a deep sleep. Your eyes can hardly stay open. You can hardly stay awake. Sleep. Sleep. Come on, Stu. Sleep.
Is he under, Doc?
We'll know in a minute. Yeah, he's under.
Wow. Hey, can you make him do anything you want?
Yeah, just about. Just like a demonstration?
Yeah. Ask him to be Uncle Jeffy.
Who's that?
You'll see.
Okay, Stu, I want you to be Uncle Jeffy.
Brucey! Brucey, did you know that my nose is so long that I have to pick it with a garden shovel? And I have to blow it with a bed sheet?
Yeah, gee, this Jeffy sounds like a terrific character. Enough of this. Time is money. My money. Stu, you will stop being Uncle Jeffy, and when you's awake, you will feel no pain whatsoever. See, Brucey, this saves me the cost of an anesthetic.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Doc. I just finished this great magazine article. Hey, listen, can you talk while you're working on Stu?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Go ahead. What was the book about?
Well, it was about this guy who went to the doctor's to get an X-ray. When the results came back, he found he only had 30 minutes to live. He was so frantic. It was great.
Yeah, no kidding. 30 minutes to live, huh? Yeah, listen, Stu, when I clap my hands, you will awake and remember what I told you.
Huh?
Now, Dad didn't hurt, did it?
30 minutes to live? Doctor, are you serious?
Huh?
Oh, my God, there's a million things I gotta do. Bye!
Wait, Stu, wait. Doctor, somehow what we were just discussing got into Stu's mind during the hypnosis.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. After 30 minutes passes, Stu realized that what he heard was wrong.
Well, we gotta stop him now. No telling what he could do between now and then. Come on!
First, if you don't mind, my payment for the extraction.
Huh? Oh, put it on my master charge.
Yeah.
Well, it's about time you opened up your little door, little man. How dare you come over here to my house so damn early in the morning? What do you want, fats? Ooh, hey, what the hell you think you're doing? What are you doing with those spike shoes? Hey, Malloy, I've been meaning to get you for all those fat jokes you've been making for a long time. Would you mind terribly if I made your face look like a golf course?
No.
I'll just enlarge your pores a little.
Hey, no! Ow!
Come on, open up the door, you pig!
Stuart, who the hell do you think you're calling a pig?
Well, with your size, there isn't much room for anything else in the doorway, so I must be talking to you, blimpo.
How would you like to be flattened, wise ass?
You don't scare me, lot of lard.
Ah! Oh, Stuart, you're fired!
So what else is new, pillow body?
Now I've done everything I've wanted to, except for one. This'll be the killer of them all. Hello, Los Angeles Times? Yeah, my name is Stu Funphone. You better send a reporter and photography crew out to my place immediately. Yeah, that's correct. Why? Because I'm gonna jump off my 6-story apartment building in 10 minutes. Bye! Stomach better get out of the way. When I jump, it ain't gonna look like Disney's Wonderful World of Color. Hey, lady, move your goddamn Pekingese out of the way, huh? He's right where I'm gonna jump.
Excuse me. Let me through, please.
Okay, here comes the fun. One, Two!
No, wait! Hold it, hold it!
Brucey! Oh, my God, I forgot to get you for something. Oh, what the hell? Come on, you can jump with me.
No, Stu, no. Okay, Doctor, go.
Stu, look at me.
Huh?
Stu, when I clap my hands, you will forget all about the fact that you have only 30 minutes to live, and when you're awake, you will be convinced that you will lead a long, normal life.
So, Doctor, is my tooth out yet? Hey! What's going on? What's going on? What is this? Where are we? What are we doing here? Where are we?
It's a long story, Stu. I'll explain it to you later.
Good. I'd like to know what I'm doing up here and why there's a big crowd down there.
Where is he? Where is he? There you are.
Hi, Malloy. What's up? What happened to your face?
You.
You look like a golf course.
You. I hate you. Take this.
Malloy!
Young man, would you mind explaining to me just exactly what you're doing in the back seat of my automobile?
Dying would be an appropriate answer.